might be pretty close on this wagon anyway.
Glad to have. Have you checked into the Hands of Christ before, or is this your first time? Glad to have you, so
29
feet, we'll get you down the list.
Well, everybody knows where
in Wausau is, so now we know where to run into it.
Yeah, here with us.
And, did you want to take the next,
if you'd like me to take the night, I can
do that. We got 2, 4,
next, 7, 8 count you.
I've already got the list here. KDV, K9 Delta, Bravo, Victor. My name's Terry. I'm located in Gainesville, Wisconsin, and I'll be today's net control station for the Hands for Christ Fellowship Net. The Hands for Christ Fellowship Net meets Monday through Saturday. We start taking check-ins about 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time, on or about 7263, with a start time by 4 o'clock the hour at the lake. And we thank Rex for moving the contest station down a little bit, and we moved up KC, and that the ham way of cooperation and getting good use out of the frequency space. But we appreciate everybody's courtesy in making that possible. Hands for Christ is a group of Christian amateur radio operators who meet for time of fellowship and an opportunity to share faith and scripture verses, brief Christian devotionals, testimonies, prayer requests, and so on. All ham radio operators, general class or above, are eligible to check in. You do not have to be a net member to participate. We look forward to hearing your comments or some scripture, or just to say hello, or get an equipment check. We're a diverse group with varying church backgrounds, so we avoid debatable theological differences or topics. We stick to where we have common agreement. That's the good news of the gospel of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Further information about Hands for Christ can be found on the internet by going to handsforchrist.com. Handsforchrist.com will take you to our website and give you some history and information about the net that's been in operation since 82. Membership is granted to anyone checking into the net 10 times within a 12-month period. That's less than once a month, folks.
Oh, I'm right.
Keep track of your own check-in when you have 10. If you'd like a nice certificate, put it in a handshack wall. Let that control know and arrange it for me to get what mail to you. We'll have a comment round followed by a 73 round. And with that announcement out of the way, let's pause and see if we have any additional check-ins for today's Hampshire Crisis. K9DBB, listen.
November 4, Papa Victor Hotel.
Okay, I got November 4, Papa, and was that the Indian in the middle?
November 4, Papa Victor Hotel.
Okay, we got that. Papa Victor Hotel. Nothing wrong with your signal. My one hearing aid is back laying up on the kitchen table though. Yeah, what's the name and location?
Roger, thanks for checking. Papa Echo Tango.
USL, just outside of Annapolis. Don't get too many down station in here. Think you just put a new antenna up. And here's solid F7, F7 here. Glad to have you join us here in the Hampshire Crisis.
We're here Monday through Saturday
about this time.
So we're going to go ahead and get the net started here.
Stanley was your son, right, Bob?
Fine, my step,
okay. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, we just come before you today. I'm grateful to have this opportunity for time and fellowship and
to share
your word. Yeah. We just pray that we're all being spiritually enriched by being here,
and that you'll be pleased and honored
that we were. And, Lord, we for Bob and his family, and one of the family members.
Let's go to Clark.
Bravo, so your armchair cockpit is perfect. And
you are being doing a wonderful
job, man. Yeah, so we got
fairly good lift so far. So you got 96 miles per hour.
KE0VCR Rex in beautiful Benton County, Missouri, where I've got to tell you, I am blessed today to have all these folks checking in that I haven't heard from before. Caleb, Joe, Clark, really appreciate you guys coming to join with us. That's the thing about fellowship, is it works really, really good when you get more of them. I've got one quick scripture I'd like to read. And then I'm going to have to be one and done, because I've still got a couple of honeydews to take care of before all my daylight goes away. This is the passage I'm preaching out of tomorrow. It's in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. And it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Now, I know that might seem like a bit of a hard a hard scripture when Bob has just lost a member of his family, and I know that prayers went out for Stanley, but I would just like to point out that the Lord did save him, and he did raise him up, and he does have a plan, and he is the great physician, and we do have reason to rejoice. And obviously, we're gonna mourn right alongside you, brother, but we're not going to mourn as those who have no hope. And I know you have hope. You're a conduit of hope. And I appreciate all the love and encouragement that you've given us. And I just want you to know that we're praying for your family, for your safe travels. And I hope that the Lord blesses you with the comfort of his presence. With that, like I said, I am one and done. Terry, God bless you, brother. Thank you for all you do. This is KE0VCR, back in that control.
Praise the Lord.
if I was pierced within that, I was suspect that either I was 1 feet before you. That was the left. I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. For your counsel, you will guide me.
I'm going to south is 3, yes.
3, you say, thanks so much,
yep. And, yeah, we turned up there, well, but, so we got about 14 ahead.
Thanks, Dawes. We're clear.